It's our continuing coverage of Pella football with head coach Ben Ballard. This interview powered by Hy-Vee following a dome-bound win over Decorah 7-6. And coach jokingly saying never a doubt, but obviously everything came down to those final few minutes in the fourth quarter. Just your thoughts about how your guys were able to battle through some turnovers and miscues and find their way to Cedar Falls.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a team effort, right? I told the guys afterwards that this is a team game. And I just felt like, you know, I know offense maybe certainly had a little less success than they would hope. But look at, you know, here at the end of the game, they go get a first down to seal it, so our defense isn't back on there. You know, they did move the ball and gave us some shots, and we didn't capitalize. But the point is, like, that's just team football. You know, it's like we had those turnovers. Defense goes out and says, all right, we'll make a play and get a stop. And really, at halftime, to go in 0-0, I thought that was a huge thing in the game. I felt like we played the whole game. In our half of the field, we practically did with two turnovers and them driving a little bit. And so I really felt like, man, to get out of that 0-0 was a great boost for us.
Well, coach, your prediction in our pregame that turnover margin was going to be the stat to determine the game actually proved to be quite the opposite, because it was 3-1 wrong way, but goes to show just how tough your defense was. And then especially maybe one of the first key plays of the game right there before the end of the second half. You're going down to drive, throw an interception. They get it near your red zone, and you get a sack fumble.
Yeah, that was a huge play. Big momentum shift, really gave us a boost kind of going into halftime. So that turnover, you know, certainly was heavy. You have to look at kind of fourth down stops as almost turnovers. And so I think that's what evened it out a little bit. We had a couple of huge, huge fourth down stops where they went for it. They're good spots to go for it. So it's probably the right call on their part. But, you know, I think those are kind of turnovers too, which made it a little bit closer. But you are right. I said, man, we do have to find ways, and it's a broken record, but I get to keep coming up here doing them after a win. But it's a broken record. You gotta, you know, the bigger these games get, you just can't turn the ball over like that. And so we'll continue to work on it. But yeah, fun to digest those after a win rather than a loss.
Well, we want to give credit where it's due. As you mentioned, the offense, it's been much maligned this year, right? A lot of mistakes, a lot of miscues, a lot of turnovers. A lot of penalties, but when it counted the most in that third quarter, they came up huge and got the drive of the game that went into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that was huge. And look at, you know, one of the plays, I know certainly Michael, you know, there's some things that we can clean up at the quarterback position, but I just love the kid. He's out there fighting and battling. And that pickup on third down here,
fourth and seven.
Fourth and seven, you know, he gets out of the pocket and runs for a first down. Like, that's a huge, huge football play. And so, you know, he's just as mad as anybody else, and we're going to work to fix him. But the point is, the kid is battling his rear off, and his teammates believe in him. We as coaches believe in him and know that, you know, that he's all with us, and certainly we'll continue to clean it up. But, man, just super proud of that resilience and that effort on his part.
Here with Ben Ballard, head coach of the Pella football team, this interview powered by Hy-Vee, the Dutch 7-6 winners heading to the Dome. And then your line and Emmanuel Tears. It wasn't 300 yards this week, but you wore him down enough to get the touchdown run and then some key runs on that final drive.
Yeah, I'm running out of accolades, I think, for Emmanuel, but golly, he is a gritty runner, a physical runner. You look at the number of hits he takes in there, and he's kind of hobbles over to the sidelines, looks at the trainer, fixes his knee brace that just got, you know, bent and twisted all around, and then he says, get me back in there, and does it all again with a smile on his face. And so, yeah, very, very proud of him and his effort. And I think the line, you know, credit to Decorah, they have an excellent defense and really made it hard for us to get big holes. But our line kept battling and created just enough seams, and certainly there were the spots where we got through.
Well, a backbreaking play for most teams is to try to salt the game away, fumble it in your own red zone, give up the touchdown, but Decorah misses the point after try. You catch a little bit of a break there maybe at the end of the game, and then your guys really do capitalize. Great kickoff return coverage, especially by Logan with the fair catch, knowing he could protect the football, and then, of course, he and the offensive line take it from there.
Yeah, that play we'd like to have back. We certainly had an idea there, and none of it went right. And you got to hang on to the ball there. So we kind of got away with that. But I think credit to our coaching staff, you know, over the whole thing. We have an unbelievable staff. And just think about the coordination. To your point of like how the end of that game goes, You know, Coach Van Houwen does our kickoff and kick return, and look at, he gets that group organized. They go out and we make the right decisions, you know, and kind of get lined up in the right spots. And then just for guys to execute the players we need in and out. And that there's, you see, we watch a lot of games on Saturdays and Sundays where teams don't execute those cleanly. And so I just want to take this time to recognize our coaching staff for the effort they put in to make sure those go off, well, and then certainly the kids for executing when they're called on.
Well, when I first got here, when we got to the Dome, there wasn't any drama. It was all big blowouts and all the above. The last 2 years, I think you're going to add to my cardiologist bill and everybody else here, thrilling games, but these guys, time and again, Coach, have found a way to win. And regardless of what happens the next 2 weeks, the Dome is obviously one of the ultimate accomplishments. We talked about it in our pregame interview. Say what you will about all those little details, whatever. In the last 2 years, your guys, when it's come down to the wire, they've only lost two big games, a state championship and one to a possible state champion with Newton. Other than that, they've come through time and time again when things have been really close. Nothing's come super easy.
Yeah, you're right. And I wish I could claim it's coaching or me or whatever. It's not. You know, I'm just incredibly blessed to be able to get to hang out with these guys, to be able to coach them and to watch them do what they do. They are a neat crew. The seniors have led in that. Look at their 2 year run and just how they've continued to battle and win every game, like you're saying. But I think the juniors and sophomores we have with us are doing the same thing. And so, for me, it's a fun moment to be able to be out here and battle alongside these guys. And I'm just proud I get to come and do this and we get another week together, because I love hanging out. And, I can say it now that this game's over, and hopefully you'll forget it before next year. This game is the toughest one. The quarterfinals, to go to the Dome, all the teams are good. And yet you have this kind of pressure of, like, you know, just making it to the Dome is such a cool, neat thing for these kids. And so I'm happy for our team, happy for, we have two coaches on staff who didn't get to go last year, two new coaches, including my dad. And so for them to get to experience this, and just for all the kids who weren't on varsity last year, it is an unbelievable, it's one of Iowa high school sports' best events, best venues. I mean, it is an unbelievably special thing, and so excited for our guys to experience it.
And I asked you a similar question last week with cross country, but we honored our other fall teams here from the athletic side alone, not even mentioning what the Marching Dutch did. All five Pella sports teams now are top four teams this year. Semifinals. Jeez. For volleyball earlier this week, cross country winning, tennis and cross country on the boys' side, third place, and now football is guaranteed a top four spot. I think this senior class and this group of kids is really, really special. We don't talk nearly enough about it, or at least other people in the state don't. We have something really incredible here at Pella High School right now.
Yeah, we do, and it starts with our administration. I mean, everybody, Superintendent Ebling is unbelievable, and Josh Manning is principal. How about Matt Fouch? I mean, the amount of work Sarah Treff, too. I mean, the amount of work that our crew, think about the amount of time that they're putting in above and beyond, like, all other activities departments. And you, too, right? I give you credit. But, I so appreciate what Matt has done for me in my first year and helping me transition, and Sarah, all the work that she does, and that whole department. Like, we have the best activities department in the state, and I think it shows then, and we have great kids too, don't get me wrong, but that certainly makes this whole thing go. And so credit to him and to Mr. Manning and Mr. Schulte in our high school office.
I was about to say, Matt and I text quite a bit, as you can imagine, and Sarah, so we appreciate them. And here we are, the Final Four. We know the team, Xavier, Newton, and it looks like right now, based on everything we know, Sergeant Bluff-Luton will be the first round matchup. You and I will talk more next week about that, but what a Final Four.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, that's
the other three were blowouts, too.
Yeah. So we'll have to, watch tape, look at that. It's, I mean, some of them, you know, the Newton-Gilbert one was interesting, so we'll see how that one actually played out. But, just excited for our team. Unbelievable opportunity, and we'll enjoy another week. It's a short week. The 24-hour rule, I think, will turn into a 12-hour rule because our coaching prep has to start tomorrow.
Well, and you talked about it already. This is a special opportunity for the kids. We'd love to play for a state title, but just being there is a really incredible accomplishment.
Yeah. Yep. So, on behalf of everybody, certainly the coaching staff and myself, we just couldn't be more proud of the guys and grateful for the opportunity.
Thankfully, Trevor Castle is going to take over next week on the air. I'll see you on the sideline, Coach. Pella 7, Decorah 6. That's Ben Ballard, head coach of the Pella football team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. I get to go stand in the cold in Sioux Falls, but in the meantime, we'll see you next week at the Dome.
Awesome. Thank you guys for the coverage.